This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The NATO alliance completed its annual summit this week in Washington, celebrating its 75th anniversary and making long-term commitments of military support for Ukraine with NATO coordinating efforts. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The alliance agreed to a pledge of long-term security assistance and established the NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine program. At a news conference Thursday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg explained how that program will work.
NATO will coordinate the training of Ukrainian forces at facilities in allied countries, plan and coordinate the provision of donations, manage the transfer and repair of equipment, and provide support to the long-term development of Ukraine's forces.
Stoltenberg said the allies also called out China as a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Stoltenberg said China empowers Russia by supplying it with dual-use materials that serve as inputs for Russia's defense sector. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
At least eight bodies were discovered on Friday in a quarry in Makuru, a collection of slums in Nairobi, eyewitnesses and rights groups told Reuters. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
So atujui.
Makuru Justice Center activist Milia Nayamota says most of the bodies are women and that they, quote, don't know whether they are among the people who were abducted because of the protests. Activists have accused police of using excessive force and abducting dozens in attempts to quell deadly protests last month. Intense criticism forced Kenya's police chief, Japheth Koome, to resign on Friday. President William Ruto announced Koome's resignation the day after he fired nearly his entire cabinet. A government spokesperson shared a police statement on the social media platform X, saying that authorities are analyzing samples to identify the deceased and that investigations are underway.
Christy.